Half ball. It's a street game that's been around for some 70 years, and it's almost exclusively played in Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Boston. The game bears some resemblance to baseball, but it's designed for a less spacious, more urban setting. The game is less popular today, but a group in South Philadelphia keeps the game alive with an annual tournament. WHYY's Hemant Akande joined them to find out how to play.
Tied up, boys. Let's go.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go. Come on, tied up, boys.
Here's what you'll need to play half ball. A broomstick, a hollowed-out rubber ball cut in half, and the wall of a three-story building. Grab a crew of at least three friends, and don't forget to tell your mother.
You played until your mother called you and said, get your butt in, dinner time.
Tom Rossomondo learned to play half ball back in the 70s and helped organize the 10th annual John Marzano half ball tournament in South Philly this weekend. Marzano was a Major League Baseball catcher who died unexpectedly in 2008. The South Philly native was also a fan of half ball. In part, the Marzano tournament tries to raise the game's profile.
The kids today don't play it like we used to. They have more options, you know, and I understand it.
Rossomondo says back in the day, it was play outside or stay bored at home. Half ball was also a great game if you didn't have a lot of friends available to play. It only calls for a pitcher, catcher, and fielder. Perfect if your friends are called home for lunch or dinner. While there are some similarities, half ball differs from baseball in mechanics and scoring. In baseball, players run the bases to score points. In half ball, players keep track of the bases other players are on in their heads. Rossomondo says half ball players move along those imaginary bases depending on which story the ball hits on the side of the building.
If you hit the wall and it's on the first level of the house, it's a single. If you hit the wall on the second level, it's a double. If you hit it on the third, it's a triple. And over the roof is a home run.
Each inning has three outs, and players curse, toss their broomsticks, and slide on hot blacktop as though it were any other sport.
I pitch him in!
Though the game is not as prominent as it used to be, some South Philly residents remain loyal. John Coughlin is commissioner of the South Philly Halfball League, which has more than 70 members.
It's a South Philly tradition. I mean, fathers and son played for years, the kids take over, the next generation comes in.
And events like the Marzano tournament draw newbies like David Guzman every year. Guzman grew up in Los Angeles.
So far, I've been terrible, to say it bluntly.
Guzman says his baseball skills don't really transfer in the game.
Using the broomstick, the slice of the ball, it's throwing off my timing, throwing off my balance, and it's very difficult to hit the ball.
Still, Guzman says he had fun and would come back. Hemant Akande, WHYY News.